Chapter 9. Jason. I heard in the distance as the clouds of my dream started to vanish. Moments later, I felt something brush against my cheek, and I heard another, Jason. But this time, it was closer and without the echo. I opened my eyes, and after a few seconds of blinking the sleep away, I focused on the small face in front of mine. Hey, sleepyhead. James said cheerfully. But the moment he said this, I realized I was lying naked on top of my bed. Of course, James had seen me in the shower before, so that wasn't the biggest problem. But when I realized I was lying there with my morning wood on display, I quickly grabbed a piece of the blanket to cover up. James hardly reacted to my sudden movement, but I did notice him glancing down quickly before smiling. You didn't answer your doorbell, so I let myself in. Then, when I put my computer in the office, I heard you snore, so I came looking. And as you were lying there, I tried to wake you by coughing and clearing my throat. But you were out like a light, so I even had to rub your cheek, he giggled. I cleared my throat and was glad my boner was rapidly deflating. I tried to smile back at him but felt traces of a hangover welling up. So I said, I guess I drank one glass too many last night. Sorry that you had to find me like this. It's okay. I don't mind, he said, smiling. And as he glanced down, he softly added, you've got a pretty big one. I winced at his words and stammered, yeah. Well, you weren't supposed to see me like that. So please keep this between us, okay? Feeling my face and upper chest glow from embarrassment. Don't worry. I once saw my dad like that, and I didn't tell anyone. Oh. I started laughing at that and knew he wouldn't go blabbering this to his mom or dad. And if he did, I could explain, but James probably wouldn't be allowed to hang over at my place anymore. As my head started working at full speed now, I realized my hangover was starting to grow heavier on me. I need a shower. And coffee, I grumbled. I'll make you some coffee. Just hop in the shower, and I'll take care of that. We've got an awesome day ahead of us. He chirped as he left my bedroom. I smiled at his excitement but felt extremely stupid for drinking too much last night. I never intended for James to see me like this. Seeing me naked was one thing, but seeing me hard was just not done. I loved having this happy and cheerful kid around me. And when I looked at him taking his shower, I loved what I saw. But I never intended on actually touching him or maybe even more. I just liked him too much to push him there. With Raph and Alec, it was different. I didn't know them, they obviously needed help, and I didn't force them in any way. But with James, it felt more like I needed to protect him. He clearly trusted me, and I didn't want to betray that trust. I wasn't a child molester, damn it. But the kid sure looked good. There was no denying in that. So I quickly hopped into the shower, and sure enough, after I was rinsing my hair, James came in with a mug and sat on the toilet to talk to me. Judging by how he was acting, he wasn't bothered at all by seeing me like that. As I dried off, I mimicked his move by slapping my dick from left to right, which caused both of us to giggle. I do that too. Feels funny, James chuckled. Yeah. Well. Let's eat, okay? I smiled as I pulled up a fresh pair of boxers. After I ate breakfast, during which James brought me up to speed about the game's mechanics, we went upstairs. James was wearing a t-shirt and his running shorts again. The moment we entered the office, he took off his shirt. I kept stealing glances at his boyish chest as we hooked him up and connected him to my network. As he sat down and booted his computer, I looked at him. He saw me looking, and I must have seemed all serious because he worriedly asked, "What's wrong?" "Look. About this morning. I shouldn't have," I stammered and took a deep breath. "You shouldn't have seen me like that. I feel bad about it and don't want you to feel weird about it." His worries vanished from his face immediately, and he simply said, "I honestly don't care, Jason. I've been a nudist for years, remember? You see some weird she stuff when you're there. Trust me." "Okay then. I just wanted to get this out of the way. If you're cool, I'm cool." "We're cool," he said, turned toward his computer, and logged in. After a few moments of silence, I just had to ask, "You miss it, don't you?" "Miss what?" "Being a nudist," I said without taking my eyes off his. He thought for a few seconds and then nodded. He started fiddling with his finger and said softly, "I like going to these resorts. I felt free, I guess. Not just because I didn't have to worry about getting my clothes dirty but because everyone I met had nothing to hide. You know what I mean?" "I think I do," I responded after pausing for a few seconds. "And I don't think it's fair that Mom decided for us that we couldn't do it anymore." "You know why she decided that?" I asked tentatively. Something stupid about Julia and me needing our own pace in our development or some shit like that. He said, a bit mad, but turned red when he realized he used a swear word. It's okay, I smiled, and tell you what. If you want to, you can do it when you're over here. Just don't tell anyone because I don't think most people will understand. That immediately lit up his face. He looked questioningly at me to see if I meant it, but when he realized I was serious, he simply nodded. Don't you think it's weird? He asked after a few moments of silence. I don't think it's weird, no. I get why people want to do this. It's how we were born, but society decided we should wear clothes. Then, why don't we do it together? He asked, his blush spreading all over his face and upper body. This caught me a bit off guard. I thought about it for a second and weighed the pros and cons. He'd seen me already, so that wasn't an issue. And he wasn't a blabbermouth, so there was not a lot of risk there, either. And if his parents somehow found out, I was sure I could talk my way out of this. So, just like he did, I nodded. It took him a moment to register because he perked up after a few seconds and asked, "Really?" "Sure. I've never done it before, but it sounds like fun." "You're so cool, Jason." He beamed but didn't make a move. I figured I might as well take the lead, so I lifted my shirt. Then, I got up from my chair and started unbuckling my pants. James was smiling, and as my boxers came into view, he stood up and dropped his running pants. Moments later, I dropped my boxers, and we looked at each other. After a few seconds, when neither of us moved, we started giggling simultaneously. Then, James began to sway his hips, causing his penis to flop from left to right. After seeing him do this, I did the same. "Let's play a game," I said after we were done giggling. James's face turned red, and right before his hands covered it, I noticed his penis was growing. "I'm sorry," he whispered and sat back down in his chair, still covering his boner. It only took me a moment to realize what was wrong, and I wished I had paid more attention because getting an unobstructed view of his boner was still on my bucket list. But I didn't want to force myself, so I just had to wait a little longer. I wanted to put him at ease because he was obviously embarrassed, so I said with a big smile, "Don't worry about it. This happens. Consider us even now." I sat down and turned around to log in on my computer. I could hear a sigh of relief beside me but didn't hear his mouse or keyboard. Jason? He asked timidly. I looked to my right and noticed his hands were still in his lap. I forced myself to look him in his eyes, and it was apparent he was struggling with something. He looked so cute and vulnerable at the same time. "What is it? Something wrong with your computer?" I asked, knowing perfectly well it was something else.
I
get a lot of stiffies lately, and I," he said, looking at the floor. "That's perfectly normal at your age, champ. It's your body's way of preparing for, sex. I know. I've read about it, and Mrs. Harris talked about it during health class. But I heard boys talk about jacking off to get rid of these annoying stiffies." "That's an excellent way of dealing with it," I replied, realizing where this conversation was going and not surprised I was also boning up because of that. "But I can't figure out how," he said, sounding mad and almost tearing up. "Relax, champ," I said softly, placing my hand on his bare shoulder, "you'll figure it out. All boys do." He was silent for a few seconds, turned his head to look at me, and with the cutest puppy eyes I ever saw, he asked, "Can you help me, please?" Not a single fiber in my body would deny such an opportunity. But I needed to make clear that this was a line we'd cross and that if James would talk about it, I'd be in serious trouble. So I pretended to think hard about it, acutely aware of my growing dick, which I'd obscured from view without being obvious. The look on James's face grew sour as he saw me think about it. And when I started talking, it didn't get any better. "Look. I really like you, but what you're asking me isn't a small thing. I could get into some serious trouble if someone finds out." "I know, but..." he tried. I held up my hand to interrupt him and continued, "But I get that you're not going to your dad about this. I didn't do that either when I was your age. The problem is that if you talk about this to anyone, and I mean anyone, I will go to jail. I won't tell anyone. I promise. I really promise." He said and the frown on his face started to vanish. "All right then. If we..." I started, but he got up and wrapped his arms around my neck the moment I said this. I felt his stiff dick against my underarm and was tempted to touch it. But I knew better than to push this, so I placed my hands on his back and rubbed around. I briefly touched his ass and marveled at its softness. We broke the hug, and he sat down in his chair, looking anxiously at me and not covering up his boner anymore. I couldn't help myself and checked him out. A few strands of pubes at the base and approximately 5 inches of hard dick sticking up from his groin. His relatively big balls were hanging loose in his sack, and his cut, mushroom-shaped dickhead topped it all off nicely. He looked magnificent sitting there, looking anxious to start and without any bashfulness or hesitation. We were sitting down, so no one could see what we were about to do. And the only place from where we could be seen was the boys' room, who was sitting opposite to me. So despite the open curtains, I didn't feel the need to go to another room. James was eyeing my full-blown boner. However, I didn't feel the need to cover up anymore since what we were about to do required complete openness. So, jacking off. You grab your, stiffy, or boner, loosely in your hand. Just wrap your fist around it and make sure not to grip it too firmly. Like this, I said as I wrapped my hand around my throbbing member. James mimicked my action and gripped his 5 inches in his hand. His glands was sticking out of the top, and his loose hanging balls jiggled in his sack as he did this. And then you move it up and down like this, I said softly as I started jerking myself in front of a 12-year-old boy for the very first time in my adult life. Ow! James said as he moved his fist up. A little looser. Just enough to give it some friction. Remember, we're trying to mimic a vagina here, I said. This last remark seemed to click on the internal light bulb. He started moving his fist up and down, his eyes flew open, and he looked excitedly at me. This feels awesome, I know, right? I chuckled as I started getting into it myself. James started panting a bit, and after a while, he asked between his pants, "And now what? When do I stop?" "When you keep going, eventually, you'll start to feel a buildup in your belly. It'll almost feel like you have to pee. But trust me, this isn't pee," I said, realizing I was panting myself. James's eyes were focused on my jacking fist, and I couldn't blame him. I was almost constantly looking at the action in his lap myself. His balls were shaking in his sack, and his dickhead seemed fatter now, and it had gotten redder by the first stimulation it ever got. "Oh." I moaned and had to force myself to hold back. I didn't want to scare him by coming too soon. It's. James panted, and I could see some panic in his eyes as he slowed down his fist. "Keep going," I urged him on. He looked me in my eyes, and I could see the panic slowly fading away. It was replaced with trust and curiosity. He picked up the pace, and I was treated with the most beautiful sight known to men. A young boy exploring his sexuality, completely naked and about to come. If this was the last thing I ever saw, I'd die a happy man. I saw his body stiffen, and his eyes flew open. A loud groan came from his throat, and he threw his head back between his shoulder blades. I saw his belly muscles tighten, and a hint of a six-pack was showing. In his fist, he held his hard cock firmly at the base, and I saw it kicking in his hand. A heartbeat later, a tiny spurt of clear liquid shot from his dickhead. It didn't have the force to shoot, so it kind of dribbled down over his fist. After that, a big drop of the same clear liquid oozed out of his dick, accumulating on his piss slit. I immediately wanted to lick it but knew this was a horrible idea. But the sight of this hot boy's very first orgasm was all it took for me. I managed a soft, "Oh. Me too." Before I felt my balls pull up to empty their load onto my belly. After I was done coming, I wanted to look at this naked boy with his hard, cum-covered dick again. So I opened my eyes and drank in the sight in front of me. Feeling my orgasm die down, combined with looking at him, made me feel all warm inside. After a moment of glancing at his incredible body, I managed to look at his face. I needed to size him up to determine what he thought about all this. When I saw his face, he looked wide-eyed at my chest and balls, his mouth slightly open. "You okay?" I asked. James blinked a few times and managed to look into my eyes. The moment he did, a huge grin spread across his face, and he nodded excitedly. "You were right. This feels great." "It does. Doesn't it?" I said. It wasn't the most tantalizing conversation, but it was clear we both needed a moment to recover. James looked down at his fist and let go of his softening dick. A small drop hung from its tip and looked so fucking hot I needed to look away. James looked intrigued at the small glob of his cum on his hand. He examined it briefly and then looked at my chest and dick. "Yours is different," he simply stated. "I know. Yours'll be more like mine eventually. It'll take a bit of time." What he did next didn't really surprise me. He stuck out his tongue and licked a bit of his cum from his hand. Of course, everyone was curious about their own cum, and James was no different. So I smiled at him and asked, "And? What do you think?" He looked thoughtfully at me and shrugged. But, what he did next, caught me completely off guard, and before I could react to it, he had scooped up a glob of cum from my chest and stuck it in his mouth. "Yours is thicker and saltier," he said, and acted as if it was completely normal to taste another guy's cum. I longed for a taste of his watery cum, and considering how laid back he was about all this, I asked, "Can I taste yours too?" James looked down at his still hard dick and scooped up the glob on his piss slit. He extended his finger, and I took it in my mouth without a second thought, and before I could chicken out. The moment his watery cum hit my taste buds, a tingle went down my spine. It was actually sweet. A tiny bit slimy, but that was a good thing because this way, the taste lasted longer on my tongue. "Nice," I said, causing James to beam with pride. "Thank you so much for showing me," he said after a few moments where we were both lost in our thoughts. "Of course. But remember, I started." "I know. Don't worry, but—" he trailed off. "But what? What about hand jobs, blow jobs, sex, anal, 69, doggy style, reverse cowgirl?" he blabbered, looking all excited. "Whoa. Relax," I laughed. "What about that? I heard my teammates say these things. Can you help me with these too?" I stammered, inwardly shouting with joy. Those puppy eyes were back, and a soft please? Sounded like a singing angel to my ears. "I'll think about it, okay? But first, I'm going to clean up. And you promise to show me how this game works," I replied, not wanting to be too eager and maybe scare him off. "Okay," he softly said, clearly disappointed. "Hey, I'm not saying I won't help. Just not right now, so shortly after we had our orgasms." That seemed to do it. He smiled at me, and we walked over to my bathroom, where I grabbed my damp towel from my morning shower to clean off the spunk on my body. James felt the need to do the same, even though hardly any was left on his body. But his semi-hard dick sticking out from his body looked so adorable that I didn't mind him joining me. After this, we headed downstairs to grab more coffee for me and a Coke for James. It felt a bit weird walking around naked, but because of the bushes in my front yard, no one could see us from the street, and my backyard was surrounded by a privacy fence, so we were fine. I had that fence installed when I bought this house, so our pool was shielded from view. But I neglected the pool for a while, and after Karen left, I made a note to myself to get it back up and running. Skinny dipping was one of my favorite ways of swimming, and being with James this way convinced me it was okay to walk around in the buff. James kept talking about the upcoming season of Apex, and much of what he said didn't make any sense to me. But the subject had changed, which I liked because we got more and more friends this way, and we didn't focus on sex or being naked together anymore. I played the tutorial and, after that, a few more games where James helped me out. After a round or five, he said I was ready, and he joined on his own computer. I wasn't a natural, but I didn't suck ass, either. After another few games, we went downstairs for drinks and lunch. I looked at him as he ate his sandwiches and smiled warmly at him, feeling a lot of affection for this magnificent kid. Then, out of the blue, he asked, "Can we have a sleepover tonight? I mean, that's what friends do, right?" I pretended to think about it. Then, after a few moments, I shrugged and said, "If your mom's okay with it, I don't see why not." "Yes," James exclaimed excitedly. "But I don't have a spare bed anymore. So we'll have to sleep in the king size together. If you don't mind that." "Of course not," he said, even more excited, and added, "I'll text mom." "You already talked about this with her, didn't you?" James nodded without taking his fingers and eyes from his phone. "Of course, I knew this, but I wanted to act like I was never in his room. Maybe I overdid it, but I needed to be sure." After his phone beeped, he looked at it and gave me a huge grin, accompanied by a thumbs up. "Well then. We have to decide what we eat and what we do this evening. I'd like some pizza if that's okay. And maybe watch a movie together?" "Pizza and a movie it is." I smiled, and the grin on James's face got even wider. After we went upstairs for another round of games, James sat behind his computer and said, "Do you think my dad can monitor my internet traffic?" I smiled inwardly at this question. He wanted to read some stories. Great. So I smiled at him and answered honestly, "I don't think so, no. Your dad is awesome in a lot of things, but IT and the internet aren't one of these. So I—" he trailed off. "Yes. I think it's safe to watch porn," I chuckled. "Or read porn," he answered timidly. "That too, yes. Someone gave some tips about a few sites. And since I like to read, I'm quite curious about these," he said and had already put a lot of thought into it. "Fair enough. You can also do it here if that makes you feel safer."
I'll probably get hard when I read some of that stuff, he whispered, his face suddenly beat red again.
I don't care. And you know how to deal with that now, I chuckled as I nudged him in his side. Cool. You're the best. You know that, right? James beamed. I've got my moments, I smiled and asked, do you want some privacy? I can go downstairs if you want me to. Not for me. And I think it's probably better if you're around when I've got questions. That sneaky bastard. I couldn't suppress a giggle, but James didn't seem to notice. I looked at him knowingly and just smiled. Then, I saw him opening his web browser, and as he typed the URL, I figured I might as well answer some emails. I kept stealing glances, and sure enough. After a short while, his dick was sticking up from his groin, and he was too focused on his screen to even notice me looking. I felt my own dick grow hard, so I quickly focused on my email again, hoping he wouldn't notice. But after a minute or two, my heart stopped when I heard James ask, surprised, holy smokes. Are you also a writer of this stuff? Shit. How could I miss this? Fuck. I was so focused on James wanting to see porn that I forgot to do something about my own website. I deliberately told him about Lubricant and Storius Online because I don't publish there. But he found my site through Nifty. Damn it. Now I needed to think and act quickly. Should I be honest? Tell him this wasn't me? Maybe see it as an opportunity to do more? I opted for honesty, so I said with a burning face from embarrassment, yeah. It's.
I wrote that, yeah.
It couldn't be missed that James was on my site and was about to read Indian Summer. He smiled broadly at me and whispered mischievously, I knew you were cool as fuck. He usually didn't swear, but I guess the excitement got the better of him. Although he didn't seem to mind and even considered it cool, I felt the need to explain myself. So I talked about how I liked Alex Hawke's stories and how much I hated it when he quit. I explained my site initially was just a tribute, but how completing his final, unfinished story triggered something and started my writing career. As he started reading my story, I felt a feeling of pride wash over me. This was precisely the reason why I started writing. It gave everyone, especially young boys, a way to read stories containing taboos from a different angle, and then they could form an opinion of their own about the subject. And, seeing how he grew hard, it provided an excellent way to get off. As he absentmindedly toyed with his hard dick, he looked up from his screen and looked at me. I could see the horniness in his eyes. This really happened to you? He asked, his hand still on his cock. Most of it, yes. I was never in a commune, and my mom died only a few years ago. But during my first ever orgasm, I sprayed over my best friend's face, yes. And we did play War and Indians. So a lot of it is actually true, but I changed some of it just a little bit to help the story. Oh wow. James simply said. And after reading a little further, he shyly asked, can we try that? I didn't know exactly what he wanted to try, but hearing these words caused my hard cock to twitch violently nevertheless. I glanced at his crotch, where his hand was slowly stroking his dick. The funny thing was that he wasn't jacking it, just toying with it. So I asked, what do you want to try? Well. Jacking you off. And maybe you jerking me? He softly said, his eyes now locked on my hard cock. Sure. Just remember what we talked about earlier. Before I could finish my sentence, he rolled toward me in his chair and reached out his hand. He hesitated just slightly before touching my dick. Then, his soft fingers caused a forceful twitch of my cock, and he quickly pulled back. I'm sorry. It just feels good, I softly said, putting him at ease. He nodded without taking his eyes off my dick and went for it again. This time, he didn't pull back when I twitched, and he wrapped his fingers around my shaft. His fingertips barely touched as they did this, and he whispered, it's thick. And warm. He wasn't saying this to anyone in particular, and he slowly started moving his hand up and down. I sat back in my chair and made sure I was comfortable. This was James's first sexual experience with another person, and I wanted him to have all the time he needed. He started out a little clumsily, but after a few minutes, he was getting the hang of it more and more. I moaned softly to let him know he was doing a good job, and he looked excitedly into my eyes. This is hot. He whispered hoarsely. I could only nod because looking down at this hot, naked boy with his hand wrapped around my rigid cock, was almost too much visual stimulation for me. As he kept jerking me, he scooted even closer, and, moments later, I felt it when other hands started toying with my balls. He kind of petted them, and after I urged him on with another moan, his fingers began exploring my sack and balls more thoroughly. I could hardly believe it, but I was feeling my orgasm well up inside already. I didn't think this was possible with such an inexperienced boy tugging away. Still, I figured that the sight between my legs, combined with all the nude flesh I saw already and the eagerness from James, was all accumulating to this undeniably fast approaching orgasm. Oh. I'm. Look out, I managed. I expected James to pull back and let go for me to finish myself. But instead, he quickened the pace and looked intensely at my throbbing cock. I'm cum. I managed as a final warning. The moment my balls pulled up and I felt my cum travel up my shaft, James was pointing my cock straight up. As the first spurt tried to defy gravity and shot out straight up, the second spurt attempted to catch the first. I had to close my eyes at this point, but I heard my cum splatter on my chair and the floor. Only a few drops landed on my belly, but judging by the sounds, a few others landed on other body parts. As my orgasm started to die down, James kept pumping my dick. I gently placed my hand on his wrist and smiled at him. He immediately caught on and stopped his movement. A huge grin was plastered across his face, and I realized his hand and wrist were covered in my cum. You were awesome, but it's a bit too sensitive now, I panted. You sure shoot a lot, he giggled as he looked at his cum-covered hand. I know. But usually, I don't shoot this much. You're a quick learner, champ. I smiled. He was beaming with pride, and I could see his cock twitch in his lap. Usually, my horniness dropped to below zero after I came, but seeing this young, anxious and sexy boy, with my cum dripping from his hand, kept my arousal at its peak. He licked my cum from his hand now, which was also sexy as fuck. I grabbed my towel to wipe the few drops from my body and handed it to James. He stopped licking and wiped himself clean. I didn't want him to overthink this, so I reached out and whispered, "Your turn." He sat on his chair and leaned back to give me better access, and his whole body radiated a relaxed form of trust. When I touched his young penis, I felt myself return to my younger years when things were simpler and less complicated. Then, when my fingers wrapped around his thin shaft and I started jerking him, a shiver shot through his body, and I could see goosebumps all over. He had closed his eyes, and I wanted to make him feel as good as I possibly could. So I kept stroking him at a slow pace as I eased myself from my chair and sat on my knees in front of him. Then, before he realized what was going on, I opened my mouth and let the bluntish tip of his dick slide between my lips. Ah! James moaned above me, and his hands immediately dropped onto my head. I savored the taste of this boydick in my mouth and slowly inched my way down over his boner, caressing every inch he had with my tongue. Oh! You're... I'm... he stammered incoherently. I knew he was experiencing all sorts of new feelings, and I wanted them to last. The feeling of giving him his first ever blowjob and realizing he'd remember me by doing this for the rest of his life gave me a sense of pride and responsibility to do this right. So I used every trick in the book I knew. I sucked, lapped, caressed, kissed, and even softly scraped my teeth over this fabulous tube of flesh in my mouth. But sucking a boy this young didn't need every trick. He'd come quickly no matter what. Despite knowing this, I made absolutely sure that he'd experience every feeling there was about to feel when getting blown. The only thing I didn't do, was stimulate his ass. I toyed with his somewhat big balls but was careful to stay away from his pink rosebud. Way too soon, I felt him squirm in his chair. His moans turned into soft whimpers, and as his hips started gyrating, I felt this dick grow even stiffer. He didn't warn me, which was fine by me. He probably didn't know exactly what he was feeling, and I was dying to taste the sweet drops of his second cum. As his balls pulled up and his cock fattened, the sound of a high-pitched grunt filled the room. A heartbeat later, I felt the spurts land against the back of my throat, and two smaller spurts landed on my tongue. He came harder and more than his first time. A small dribble came from his piss slit, which I lapped up eagerly with the tip of my tongue. As the small amount of cum swirled through my mouth, I lapped over the underside of his cock once more and let it slip from my mouth. I was still hard from blowing this boy, but as I sat back and saw him sitting there in the afterglow of his first blowjob, with his semi-hard dick in his lap, another wave of horniness washed over me. James still had his eyes closed and was still panting heavily when I chuckled, "Are you okay?" He blinked a few times before actually opening his eyes, and it took him a second to find my eyes. But when he did, he smiled broadly, almost jumped from his chair, and slammed his body into mine for an extremely firm and extremely naked hug. His arms were still around my neck, and his softening dick was pressed against my hard-on when he looked me in my eyes and sincerely said, "Thank you. You don't have to say that after sex, you know?" I chuckled. "I wanted to ask you if you would do this to me. But I didn't know how. But now I do," he said, still excited and avoiding my comment. "You can ask me anything, champ. as long as you keep your mouth shut to other people. You're the best. He said and firmly hugged me again. James acted like it was the most normal thing for a grown man to suck off a 12-year-old boy, which comforted me a lot. I didn't feel any regret about doing this. It was something I had expected the guilt to hit me hard, but it didn't happen once. I guess James's open attitude toward it all was to blame for that. After we were done, we played a lot more Apex games, and each time, I got a little better at it. But after a few dozen games, we both got tired of it. So we decided to go downstairs, order pizza, and watch a couple of movies. I threw on my bathrobe when the pizza guy rang the doorbell and ditched it again the moment I came back into the living room, where a naked boy was waiting. I couldn't get used to that idea, so I kept reminding myself about its awesomeness. We ate pizza, drank soda, and genuinely had a good time together. After we finished watching the latest Minions movie together, James looked a bit shyly at me and asked, "Do you have more intimate movies? You mean porn?" I chuckled. "More like, special movies with kids my age?" he asked softly, emphasizing special. "I hate child pornography," I started. "I don't mean porn," he said, a bit annoyed about my ignorance. "Ah, I think I know what you mean," I said, suddenly realizing what he meant. So I grabbed the remote and started scrolling through my special section. We started with Le Diable, which contained a couple of nude scenes of a 14-year-old girl and a few with her younger brother. James wasn't bothered about it being subtitled because his mother watched many foreign movies herself. This movie had a bit of an incest theme in it. The brother feels the deep, primal need to protect his autistic sister from all dangers thrown at them after losing their parents. But at some point, he starts feeling sexual urges that he doesn't want to feel for her. It's a pretty dark movie, but James was engrossed in it for the entire length. I figured a boy his age wasn't into these kinds of stories and preferred to be entertained by the big blockbuster type movies with lots of action, explosions, and CGI. But the opposite was true. I guess his parents did a great job showing him there's more to a good movie than just big explosions. After the movie was finished, he looked at me with a blank expression. I had noticed that he got hard during the nude scenes but didn't mention it. Finally, he cleared his throat and said, "That was interesting. I actually feel sad for them." "Yeah. I know. It isn't exactly a happy ending." "The latest Thor movie, then?" I asked, trying to lighten the mood. "Why?" "Because that's more fun. I'd actually like these types of movies. Especially when there are naked girls in them," he chuckled. I laughed at that and wanted to plant a seed for maybe more. So I proposed Cement Garden as the next movie. After he learned what it was about and I said it had naked girls in it, he gave me a thumbs up. We refilled our drinks, grabbed a bag of chips, and as I sat back on the couch, he cuddled up against me. "You don't mind, do you?" he asked as he laid his head against my shoulder. "Not at all," I answered as I wrapped my arm around his slender body and savored his soft skin under my fingers. During the movie, he laid his hand on my upper leg and slowly moved it up until it rested on my thigh. I didn't think he did this deliberately, and I managed to stay soft, despite the little hand lying so close to my dick. This movie was a bit tedious, but the last 20 minutes or so were extremely interesting. The brother and sister ended up naked in bed together and started having sex. James's dick stood proudly from his groin during these scenes, and he did not attempt to hide it. After the movie was over, I figured it was time to go to bed. James agreed and yawned loudly to prove my point. But when I exited the movie and the overview of the entire list I had on there showed on TV, he asked, "What kind of movie is The Genesis Children?" "It isn't much of a movie, to be honest. It's got some weird flashback structure nobody understands, and a story is barely there." "But," James said in the silence that followed. "But it's got lots of boys running around. Naked. Can we watch some of that?" James asked with a crimson-red face. I decided not to press and ask for the reason why, so I said, "Okay. But I'll skip the opening and go straight to the nude bits, okay?" "Sure," he said excitedly. So we watched about half an hour of naked boys running around on a beach. James didn't get hard again, which surprised me at first. But then again, he's seen many naked people before in his life, which isn't something that turns him on. It's the sexual act that does it for him. I did hear a cough, and I felt some of my cum ooze down my shaft. It was clearly too much for my young lover, but he was doing everything he could to swallow. After my orgasm died down, I felt James starting to lick my cock clean. I was sensitive down there, but his tongue and mouth were now on my shaft and no longer on my oversensitive dickhead. I did the same with my tongue and avoided his dickhead, while making tiny circles with my index finger that was still inside his hot ass. After a few moments of this afterglow, I reluctantly let his dick slip from my mouth and pulled my finger out of his ass. James also stopped licking and turned his body around to face me. When I looked at his face, I started to giggle. Around his mouth, there were a lot of traces of my cum. He looked even hotter like this, but I pointed it out when he looked questioningly at me, and he licked his face clean. After this, he cuddled up to me and let out a deep, satisfied sigh. A blowjob feels so amazing. He said to no one in particular. Yeah. It does, I whispered, still panting slightly. I can't wait for what real sex feels like, he softly said. Believe it or not, it feels even better. I chuckled. Wow. But I also want to keep doing this. He chuckled excitedly. I hear you. Jason? What is it, champ? When you put your finger. You know, he whispered. Yeah? I asked in the following silence. That felt so good. Does that mean? That. You know. That I'm gay? I could hardly suppress a giggle, but he was so open and vulnerable at that moment that I would have hated myself forever if I had laughed. So instead, I managed to keep a straight face and said, no. It doesn't. But it also doesn't mean you're not gay. It just means you enjoy anal stimulation. That's all, really. He looked up at me with his adorable puppy eyes, and I could see him relax because of what I had just said. And as if we didn't talk about it, he moved on to the next subject and said, while blushing a bit, you sure shoot a lot of stuff. Yeah, I did. But only because you did such an awesome job. I said and ruffled his hair, and pulled him closer to me. I like doing that. It's great knowing you make the other feel good, he said as he hugged me. As I felt this soft dick press against my leg and his heartbeat resonate through my body, I knew I was starting to fall for this kid. I didn't want to, but I just couldn't help myself. As I started caressing his back, occasionally rubbing his ass, I noticed he got quiet. After a few more minutes of lying like this, I heard his breathing deepen and felt butterflies shoot through me when I realized he was asleep. He felt safe and protected with me and trusted me blindly on his journey of sexual discovery. This realization brought a tear to my eye and made me feel all fuzzy inside. James was already pulling down the sheet and exposing my throbbing hard-on. He grabbed it by the base and said, I just suck it, right? You can do anything you like. Suck, lick, blow, anything. Just look out with your teeth. They might hurt a little. And just sucking isn't enough. You also have to use your tongue and lips. Okay, I get it, he said softly as he examined my dick from up close, and what do I do when you? You know. Shoot? That's up to you, champ. You decide what to do. There's no right or wrong in that. I'll warn you when it comes. I actually saw him shrug before he pointed my dick toward his mouth and opened it. The moment his lips touched my dickhead, a tingle shot through my spine. Then, when his lips went further down, I felt his tongue lap over the tip of my dick, causing me to moan involuntarily. It doesn't taste bad at all. James said excitedly, lifting his face from my cock just long enough to say this. He eagerly went down on me again, with an enthusiasm I'd never experienced while I was being sucked. Not even in my younger years with Pete and the other kids who sucked me off. He was going at it for real and did everything I told him and did to him earlier. Pretty soon, he swallowed more than he could handle and gagged. Easy, champ. You don't have to put it in your throat. You're doing more than fine without that, I said, trying to steer him away from another deep-throating effort. He wasn't ready for that yet, nor was it needed for a good time. After I said this, he took a more laid-back approach to sucking me off. It wasn't a race to orgasm anymore, and he actually listened to how I responded to his actions and learned from that. This was remarkable for a kid his age. But I had to be honest with myself. Despite his enthusiasm and eagerness to please, it would take ages for me to come this way. I needed some extra stimulation, so I asked him to turn his body around. Clearly, he didn't want to take my dick out of his mouth, so I guided him on what I meant. The moment I saw his hard cock dangling in front of my face, a familiar surge went through my body, and my balls tingled. But when my lips wrapped themselves around his sweet and spongy dickhead and a moan resonated on my hard cock, I knew this was the right call. I started slobbering on this fabulous piece of flesh that I just couldn't get enough of, and the moans on my dick and the squirming body on top of mine got me in the zone pretty quickly. James was getting better and better at sucking me off, and the added stimulation of his sweet cock in my mouth made me realize I was approaching that fabulous peak right before my orgasm rather quickly. So, as a mild distraction, I started toying with his balls. My other hand cupped the cheek of his adorable ass, and I started kneading it softly. I loved the feeling of the soft skin that covered his tight ass so much that my other hand left his balls and grabbed the other cheek. As I massaged his ass and my fingers got closer to his hole, his moans on my cock increased in both intensity and pitch. I wasn't sure if this wonderful boy was ready for anal sex yet, but I figured it wouldn't hurt to test the water. My index finger started searching for his entrance, and the moment I touched it, his teeth scraped against my shaft. It didn't hurt and was, in fact, a very erotic feeling because he obviously couldn't keep his head together anymore due to all the new feelings his body was experiencing. But when his teeth left my shaft and he started doubling his efforts, I realized again how close I was. I lifted my mouth from his dick just barely long enough to warn him. He didn't flinch or move. He just kept going, which was my confirmation he was determined to swallow my load. As I felt a sense of pride and anticipation wash over me, I started inserting the first knuckle of my index finger. It slipped in easily, and his reaction was instant. I was looking at his balls, and they pulled up so fast and tight against his body that it almost had to hurt. His dick thickened in my mouth, and as it thickened further, the first spurt landed in the back of my throat. It was immediately followed by a second spurt. I started moving my finger out of him a little bit, amazed by the force of his sphincter, and a third, although smaller, spurt landed on my tongue. The texture and sweetness of it, along with his hot moans and squirming body on top of mine, were so amazing that it pushed me over without warning. I moaned deep and loud, but the sounds were muffled by the 12-year-old dribbling cock in my mouth. Every fiber in my lower body was focused on that sucking young mouth on my cock, trying to swallow everything I fed him. I couldn't see it, but I felt I was spurting more cum than I had ever shot, as far as I could remember. I flipped off the TV when the priest started talking again. James got up, and I let my eyes roam over his fantastic backside again, never growing tired of seeing it. We cleaned and went upstairs. I didn't bring my toothbrush, he smiled as he skipped the bathroom. Skipping it once won't rot your teeth all at once, I chuckled as we entered my bedroom. James walked around the bed to the other side, lifted the thin sheet, and got in. Right before he stepped in, I noticed his semi-hard dick flopping around. It wasn't difficult to imagine what he had on his mind. It was warm inside the bedroom, and all we needed was a light sheet to sleep under. After I crawled in and covered my lower body with the sheet, I looked at James's smiling face. "This is so cool," he said, smiling broadly. "Glad you're enjoying yourself," I laughed. After a few seconds of lying side by side and looking at the ceiling, James asked softly, "Jason? What's up, champ?" I asked without looking at him, but expecting something that had to do with having sex with me, one way or the other. "Is it bad for a brother and sister to have, you know, sex?" Oh boy. The seed I had planted was undoubtedly growing. I didn't expect results this quickly, but I was thrilled to hear it was on his mind. "What do you mean?" I asked, barely able to keep from grinning widely. "Well, in that cement movie, they had sex. And they seemed to enjoy it. And in your stories, you also write a lot about it. But I heard that it's bad and illegal." "Listen up," I said seriously as I turned to my side and looked him in his face, "when a brother and sister have a baby together, there's a bigger chance for it to have some birth defects. But there's also a bigger chance for it to have all the good bits in an enhanced version." "Huh?" he responded, and obviously didn't quite understand what I was saying. "Partly because of the risk of birth defects, it is illegal in most states. But," I continued after a dramatic pause, "us doing these things together is also illegal. It's what people call a taboo." "But why is this illegal?" James asked, still confused. "Because there's a high risk of an adult forcing a kid to do things they don't want to. But I want to do this with you. Is it still illegal then?" "Yup. That sucks ass," he sternly said. "Big time," I added, steering away from the potential fun of actually sucking ass. "But what about brothers and sisters? As long as none of them is an adult. It's basically the same as with us. I don't see anything wrong with it as long as everyone involved is okay with it. The great thing about having sex with your sister is that you have a nice way to experiment. Neither of you is romantically involved, so no hearts are broken, and everyone is expanding their experience, which benefits everyone in the future." "I see," James whispered after a pause, clearly needing to digest this. "You're asking for a friend?" I chuckled. "Huh? Oh. He smiled shyly and started blushing that cute blush again. "It's okay, champ. I'm just kidding. Julia is a cute girl," I said, brushing a hair out of his face. "Yeah. She is." He trailed off. "I had sex with my older brother when I was your age," I confessed.
"You did?"
"Swear to God. and he sure taught me some valuable lessons when we did. So you're really okay with this? James asked and smiled again. I really am. Again, don't tell your parents. They're probably not as open-minded about this as I am, I laughed. So you don't think it's weird that I get hard over her, wanting to know what she looks like naked now, and dying to know how it feels to stick my willy inside her? It's a bit specific, I laughed, but no. I think it's perfectly normal, and you two should try it. I bet she's just as curious as you are about everything. I didn't think of that, he whispered and went quiet for a few seconds. As I looked at him as he contemplated all this, I felt a lot of affection for him. He trusted me completely, and I'd never betray that trust. But deep inside, I felt super excited about all this and needed to find a way to somehow be a part of it. Can I try giving you a blowjob? James asked out of the blue. A boy's mind sure can fly from left to right in a millisecond. I thought he was still trying to process everything we talked about, but he was clearly past that station already. When I looked into his pleading puppy eyes, I knew I couldn't say no, nor did I want to. So I simply nodded and said, "Of course you can. Do you need any pointers?"